Jesus come to the feast? The whole history of the world depends upon whether he comes or not. To carry out the Father's plan, he goes to the feast. And he celebrates the Pesach there in Jerusalem and goes out to the Mount of Olives to pray. And there he's arrested. Now, this fellow Caiaphas, you see, you know nothing, nor are you to consider that it is better for you that one man die instead of the people. Aren't the people going to die? Of course they are. And their only chance for an eternal life is the resurrection of Jesus. And so, as John says, he said this, but it meant much more than he realized, because he was the high priest that year, and so he had the grace to enunciate what's good for the people. And what's good for the people is that these malevolent people hand him over, that he die and rise, and that we could bask in that new life forever. And so that's the message that we get on this Saturday before we start Holy Week. What a blessing that he was willing to die for us. What a blessing. So the first reading takes up the promise, you see. God promises a new David who will reign forever. And so we have this text. This is Ezekiel 37, prophesying a shepherd who will be the shepherd of the people. Not only the people, but all the world. Jesus. Shall they defile themselves with their idols, their abominations, and all their transgressions? I will deliver them from all their sins of apostasy and cleanse them so that they may be my people and I may be their God. That's covenant. There'll be a new people and a new relationship. And this is deep in the heart of the Father. This is what he yearns for, that there be a people who receive his blessings and who love him and who make him known and who spread his mercy and his kindness and his forgiveness, all of which flow from the death of Jesus. And so, you see, my servant David shall be prince over them, and there shall be one shepherd for them all, and they shall live by my statutes and carefully observe my decrees. They shall live on the land I gave to my servant Jacob. And much more than that. How do we try to get some sense of the depth of the love of the Father? His plans. These are his plans for his people, for the Jewish people, still to be realized. But more than that, for the whole human race, that they all have Jesus as their shepherd, and that he care for them, that he feed them on his body and blood, that he share the blessed, eternal, divine Holy Spirit with them. And so the Ezekiel's prophecy sort of stands now over what's going to transpire all week. This is God's plan. And it's a plan of such incredible love, a plan of such deep, powerful love. And at the crux of it, you see, the crux of it is the crux, cross. God will go to that much length to have us as his people now and forever. So we're so blessed. And we're blessed to know that we should stop and think about these things. Celebrate these things. Go to church. Listen to the readings. Listen to the preaching. Receive the body and blood of Jesus and prepare for this new presence of Jesus risen from the dead among us, which he effects through the liturgy. He effects it, you see. There's something new in the history of the world at this moment. It's like the large canvas of which this Mass is the small canvas. He wants to be here, present with us now, and to talk to us through his word, to feed us on his body and blood. And so we have Mass. But he wants to reach the whole world. And so we have Holy Week and Easter, where this message gets out. And so we should pray. Pray that our Lord have all that he wants to have happen. Especially renewal in the church and through the church to the world. And so we have that beautiful prophecy, you see. And then we have this text. Now it's going to be carried out. So, when we pray this week, we should be carrying the whole world in our heart. How confused people are. How plotting, you know, their great socialist plans. We are going to have prosperity without God. And they're working toward that. And it's such a tragedy. And yet, we have among us the living, eternal Son of God to guide us, to teach us, to feed us on his body and blood, and to celebrate next Sunday with us his resurrection.